Steady ahead.
What do you make of this fog?
It's Iowa. What'd you expect? If you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes. It is Halloween.
Well, at least we have radar and sonar. Can you imagine what it'd be like without them?
I know the old guys used to have to memorize every bend, every sandbar. A night like tonight, they'd probably tie up for the night and wait until morning.
You ever sailed anyplace else?
Yeah, I once did a relief position on Lake Superior. The guys at the Union Hall tried to warn me. But I was young and knew it all. Man, that was some voyage. Late fall, the Mississippi was closed early that year. I thought I'd earn a few extra bucks with a short trip on the lakes. I was on the SS Arthur M. Anderson. We had a full cargo of ore pellets heading for Detroit. The Edmund Fitzgerald joined us out on the lake. It was really nasty out there. By the next day, we were both caught in a severe storm on Lake Superior, with near hurricane-force winds and waves up to 35 feet. Suddenly, the Fitzgerald disappeared. The last message Sparky, the radio operator, heard was Captain McSorley saying, "We are holding our own."
You mean Gordon Lightfoot had it right?
I don't know about that, but I was terrified all night. I felt sure I was gonna die. We were being bounced around like a toy. After we lost contact with the Edmund Fitzgerald, we went to where we last knew where she was. Nothing. No wreckage. No bodies. I can tell you I was so scared as soon as we docked, I was off that freighter and waited for spring. I nearly stayed off the boats for good after that. But I figured at least the Mississippi isn't miles across. At least not till you get to New Orleans.
Radar is showing a vessel approaching about a mile and a half downstream.
Radio contact?
Funny. Nope. It just appeared on the radar.
Probably some tourist in their cruiser, lost trying to find their way home. Any transponder signal?
Nothing. It's not moving very fast.
Okay, keep an eye on her. We have time to avoid her even if we are pushing barges. It isn't a river tour. They dock in this type of weather. The tourists get to stay near some casino rather than see the fog. Keep sounding our foghorn to let them know we're here.
Aye, aye. Shall I make a note of it in our wheel chart?
So what are we going to say? Some idiot amateur didn't have his radio on? Just make a note of it. Just in case they make a complaint about barges on the river.
What's that sound? Are they playing music?
Probably explains it. They're partying and their captain is drunk. Damn it, amateurs. I'm gonna see outside to see if I can make anything out.
I'll keep making adjustments, okay?
What the hell is that doing here? It's a stern wheeler called the Gordon C. Green. I haven't heard of that boat before. Why is it steaming in the fog at night playing a calliope?
I don't know, but it's coming mighty close and not responding to any hails.
Make a note of it, and I'm going to file a report with the Coast Guard about the irresponsible navigation.
That's funny.
What?
They've dropped off radar.
What do you mean?
They aren't there anymore.
I'll check. Must be the fog. I can't hear anything.
You're not going to believe it. I just looked their registry up.
What?
The Gordon C. Green was converted to a restaurant and it sank in St. Louis in 1967.
I'm sure that was the name on it.
Shall I still make a note of it?
And what? Report we nearly collided with a stern wheeler playing its calliope 50 years after it sank?